Thank you. Hi, everybody. This is Steve Barish, and I have a wonderful friend, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, on this evening. And this will be my last show. Steve needs to rest and recuperate and just about everything else I need to do. It's just, James Cagney once said, when I walk in and it doesn't feel the same, I'm going to walk off the set. And the magic is not there right now for me. And I've decided to pull the switch and just relax for a time, maybe come back in the near future. But right now I need to rest and recuperate. And I really need to gather in my thoughts and stuff. It's been a wonderful year and a half with you guys, and I really appreciate it. But again, I need to rest. I need to recuperate from everything that I've gone through. And the magic isn't there. So I need to pull the switch, and hopefully it's been a good year and a half for you guys. I hope that you really liked the show, and hopefully you'll remember me somehow or other. But anyhow, I have Dr. Valerie on this evening, and we would like you to call in if you want. We can do some super healings and do some wonderful things and have a lot of fun tonight. Valerie, are you there, honey?
I am.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Kind of an interesting transition we're all going through so far, huh?
Doing fine. Yeah. Doing fine. You doing okay?
Yeah. You know, before we get too far into it and working on people, what was that big energy jolt that hit like late afternoon yesterday, late afternoon, early evening? Did you feel it?
No, I didn't, honey. I didn't feel a jolt.
Man. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if it was just local or what, but it was like immense excitement and just a tinge of anxiety, but it was more excitement than anything else.
Really?
Oh, man, it hit me, and it hit a friend of mine that was here, and, you know, they got over it, like, within a couple of minutes, but it was still lasting in me for several hours.
Right, right, right.
So some kind of energetic thing.
And what did it do? Did it hit hard or hit heavy or?
Yeah, it hit pretty quickly, and then I noticed, like, I was tired sooner than normal. Went to bed just a mite earlier, maybe an hour earlier, but I got up at 6 o'clock this morning, and those that know me know that that is like the middle of the night for me.
Really?
So that was really odd.
Did you notice, were you in the projector room when that happened?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, in fact, I took the projectors down at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And I think I had said something to you about that, where it just didn't feel right to me.
Okay, right.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what's going on with that. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's something coming through the projectors or what it is, but something
right.
didn't feel right.
Yeah.
So I just took them down, and I'm just, you know, hanging out with the crystals like I've been doing for most of my life.
Yeah, gotcha. I love my big crystal. It's the best thing I ever bought. That crystal is just everything to me. The big crystal that I have. You've got a pretty big one, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, mine's about, I think it's 70 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's very clear. It used to be on Fred's index page on his website.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's clear about from halfway up.
And
it's sitting at the foot of my bed now. And
wonderful.
It kind of gets covered by the quilt, but it's there, and I've got a lot of other crystals, you know, around the house, and
seem to be
accumulating more with every year.
I just
love them, you know, they're just so beautiful.
I love my master crystal. It becomes part of you, and I know that for me, when I'm working with people, it'll actually send shards of energy from the crystal itself in different colors and hit the chakras. It's really amazing to see. So I really enjoy it. I think each master crystal works differently.
Well, you know, when I got mine, I realized, you know, it wasn't male or female. It was both, and it actually has children.
Right, right.
And so I started calling it a family, and and so I addressed it as the family.
Right, right, right.
And now I haven't heard it speak to me since it was in California.
Right.
So my question is always, was I really hearing that, or was that Fred projecting it?
No, I think you were hearing it. I know that the crystal he showed me, I was in my living room when I was talking to him, and that crystal started talking to me.
Yeah, so mine did too. It talked at first, and then once I got it, it never said another thing.
Right, right, right.
And so I thought that was kind of odd, but but one of the things is I used to have it sitting in a west-facing window, so it got the afternoon sun, and it would just sit there and sing.
Right.
And the house that I'm in right now has barely any light at all, and so I think it's gone into sulk mode, either that or it's in hibernation. I'm not quite sure.
Right, right, right.
But it's like
really
there's
nice.
No
really
sunny window I could
put
it in, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I had a client one time, I've had a lot of clients actually, that feel the warmth in their gut when they lay on the table, you know, and they actually feel the energy from the crystal lying on their tummy, and they can actually feel the energy going inside of them. So it's really amazing. I think each individual crystal, like we, has a unique way of working. It's fabulous.
Yeah, I need to figure out what I need to do with mine because it's been pretty quiet for a while now.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of it's that I'm so busy, I'm running in and out, and I'm not paying as much attention to it as I should.
Right.
And I have quite a lot of other crystals here that are pretty good size. They're not as big as that one, other than the amethyst geode, but it may be just busy trying to keep everybody in line, you know?
Right, right, right. I just find it's amazing how they transport that kind of energy. And when it talked to me, I thought it was quite amazing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
As I was sitting there, I was talking to Fred, and I said, Fred, that crystal's talking to me. He says, oh, yeah, they will do that. And so that really was a lot of fun for me. But
mine talked to me from California, and I was like, wow. And I got a distinct picture of it, and then it got here, and then it was like, it didn't say anything else to me, and I thought,
right.
That's kind of odd, but I don't know, maybe it's happy, I don't know.
Well, I think it is. They get to a point where they really help us a lot, and whether I know it or not, I believe that's sending me energy all the time. That's a beautiful part of it, so I really enjoy having it around.
Oh, yeah, I love mine. I don't know if it's sending me energy or not. If it is, I'm too dense to feel it lately. But, you know, but part of it, too, is I think, you know, I'm so used to working in the beam of the projectors that I have to really concentrate to feel the crystal energy anymore.
Right, right.
Because I'm so used to, you know, a much higher vibe that I just don't even notice it.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, it's really
it's
kind of strange.
That
you know?
Yeah. I just find that the energies from some of these crystals is quite enlightening. I mean, it's really bright. I mean, the energy, when I walk into my room, you know, the massage room I have, energy, it must go up 20-30%. Mm-hmm. And then when I really start turning the energy on, you know, through massage, it's got to go up 200-300%. And my clients really feel it running through my hands, and it's quite interesting to do. And so that's really a lot of fun for me.
I wonder if that shot of energy that I felt yesterday was actually coming from the crystal then. Because, you know, I've been doing a lot of feng shui stuff in my house, and it's been working really well since I took up Flying Star Feng Shui. And so I've had some really amazing stuff that's been happening. And I was busy working on making some ritual objects. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I was pretty much concentrated on that. you know, I make feather fans and wands and and talking sticks and all kinds of stuff.
Really, you're making wands and talking sticks?
Uh-huh, I do. And so I was sitting here, I was working on some really cool stuff. I picked up some pieces of wood out in the desert here in Sedona that they were kind of rotted, so I had to put some stuff on them to harden them up. But I have I'm doing these differently than any I've done before. Usually I'm very conscious of wanting to make it just aesthetically perfect, and I'm not doing that with this batch. This batch is very natural. It's kind of like what you would expect if you were walking along and you were picking up sticks and stuff and you were a native and you didn't have a lot of things at your disposal. I'm putting crystals here and there, and I've got some beautiful double terminated crystals. And I have one wand that looks like a torch. It's got a big double terminated crystal on one end and a flat kind of a tabby one on the other end. And then I've got peacock feathers, and not the eyes, but the regular peacock feathers. And pheasant feathers and, you know, Peruvian opals and, you know, things like that, where it's just, it's really interesting how they're coming together.
That's
and, yeah, they're not for me. I mean, they're going to be for sale up on my website, mainly because I'm feeling that more and more healers are popping up now, and they're really needed. And so I kind of got downloaded with this idea that I, you know, since I can create these things and I can make really powerful ones, it seemed really important to start putting a bunch of those out there.
I think somebody's on the phone for us. Hello?
Okay.
Oh, hi there. Is it Dominic from England?
Hi,
hey, Dominic.
How are you doing?
Oh, fine, fine. Yes, it's rather surprised to hear about the end of the end of your show, but...
I just need to rest right now, and I appreciate that, Dominic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody out there, Dominic is from England, and he's been a great fan and has a tremendous amount of knowledge. So you'll hear him on, I believe he comes on your show too, doesn't he?
Yes, Dominic has been a regular on my show, which just ended last week. So
yeah,
it's been a month of endings or something.
Yeah, I just I'm tired, Dominic. I need to rest for a little while. It doesn't mean that I won't be back on the air, but I need to take a rest and see where that leads me.
Well, have fun with your rest.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
I was wanting to do some healing on my stomach areas. I you know, the build up of stress over time. It's...
On your stomach?
Yeah, intestines. It's...
Your heart is opening up now, so well, it's actually going right through your back. It's going down your spine. Yeah, it's facing, I'm looking at the chakras in the front and the back chakras. So everything is opening up again for you. I think you've been shut down a little, Dominic.
Yeah.
Have you been aggravated about something?
Various things. Yes, you know, there's a lot of things that kind of have been rather aggravating since last year, but it's sort of things I've met, you know, I can contain, but yeah.
Well, I think we need to do some breathing exercises.
Mm-hmm. I've got about 10 minutes left of my phone card.
Okay, so what we need to do is just breathe in when you get a chance. I breathe in the breath of God. That's the most direct way I know to get that kind of energy that will heal you. Is there anything else you can suggest to him, Valerie?
Yeah, I'm seeing that... you've either got or you're working on an ulcer, Dominic.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so you really need to watch what you're eating.
I try to. It's, you know, it's hard to say about what I'm eating. It's just I try to restrict my diet from anything too weird. But...
Are you, what's your blood type? Are you type O?
It might be. That might be it.
Well, the reason I ask is because type O's are very susceptible to H. pylori. And it happens to like the sugar that the blood is made of in a type O blood type. So if that's the case, it's pretty easy to get rid of. You just take some tetracycline and some bismuth, which is known as Pepto-Bismol.
Oh.
And you can research on the internet, you know, what to do with that kind of stuff. And if you want to get it tested to be sure, there's a lab test you can get. It's a blood test. And you just have them test for H. pylori. But that's the most common cause of stomach and intestinal ulcers. And I'm feeling like, are you having like stabbing pains that are like shooting through to the back now and then?
My back hasn't been too good recently. It's because of this chair I have for the computer.
Well, see, the reason I'm concerned is because if you have an ulcer, it'll make you feel like you have back pain sometimes. And so I'd like you to, you know, kind of be gentle with yourself on your diet. And, you know, maybe if you can, get it checked out because I'm feeling like there's like an infection or something there. And that would be, you know, H. pylori causes an infection, and then it starts eating the tissues. I mean, it's just a bacteria, but, you know, some of these things, if it's primed for your body, that's not a good thing, you know?
Yeah, and I used to have terrible problems in my stomach like years ago, and the doctors couldn't tell me anything about it, really, apart from give me antacid tablets, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, antacid's not going to be enough, because if you've got an ulcer brewing, then you need to, first of all, kill off the organism that's been causing it. And, you know, a lot of people get this stuff. You know, it's very, very easy to catch. And like I said, it's very common for type O's to have that. So, but that's what I'm picking up, because I'm feeling like a burning, and it's like causing heart palpitations and kind of, you know, the shooting pain to the back.
I think his pH system is pretty well off.
Yeah.
I think you should probably get a test kit. You can get them at the drug stores, and test your pH balance and see where you are. You might be too acidic.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure there must be a fair amount of acid. I'm sure I'm probably very much out of balance in that area. Yeah,
it would really, really help. No organism can live in a perfectly oxygenated body. So that's where I ran into a problem with cancer. I let my pH balance go down to 4.6, and it should have been at 6.7, or at 6.9, or at 7, but I would highly suggest getting that system from your drugstore and testing it.
All you need is pH tape, Dominic. It's about $7 U.S. I don't know what that translates to in the U.K. But and what you want to do is you want to check your saliva and you want to check your urine, because your urine should be acidic and your saliva should be alkaline. Mm-hmm. So saliva should be like, you know, 7.0 and above, and urine should be about 6.5 and below. If those are reversed, then you've definitely got something going on and you need to get that checked out further. But the main thing is, like, your stomach should be acidic, but a lot of times it's not. A lot of times it'll go to a base, you know, an alkaline. And a base or alkaline burn is way worse than an acid burn. And so, you know, when they give you antacid, sometimes they're adding fuel to the fire. You know, they're just making it worse.
Yeah.
So,
you know, the acid problems have calmed down a long time ago.
Okay.
Help.
I mean, you can check your stomach fluids one of two ways. You know, you can either cause yourself to vomit, or you can swallow a string and then pull the string back out and don't let go of the end of it, obviously. But you get it down far enough to your stomach, measure it so you know how far it is, and then you want to gently pull it back out, and then you can test the end of the string on your pH paper. So that would give you a clue as to whether you've got an alkaline or base or situation rather than an acid situation. But my feeling is it's more you've got like some diffuse infectious processes going on there.
Yeah. Well,
great.
Thank you very much indeed. Yes.
Yeah, you're welcome.
A new thing to wonder about.
Yeah, well, why don't we work on clearing that up, Steve?
Yeah, that's I've been working on that for a little while. let's just see what else we can do here.
Yeah. My phone thing might be at the end of it in about a minute or so.
Okay, what I'm doing is I'm lightening up your gut now. So what we're doing is taking the pH balance and we're making it more balanced for you. It's
getting rid of those little buggers too.
Yeah. You should feel lighter. Can you feel yourself being lighter, Dominic?
Yes, I certainly can. It's like being, just being inflated again, like,
yes.
You know.
Yes. We're just getting a little lighter, buddy.
Mm.
Well, listen, before we leave you, I just want to say it's been a pleasure having you on. And I don't want to leave without saying I really appreciate your friendship. And please keep on listening to Valerie. She's so accurate at what she does. She's really great.
Okay. Well, it's been lovely listening to your show all the time and taking part in this. Well,
thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're quite welcome. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. Good.
Take care, Dominic.
Bye.
I was going to say TTFN, which is ta-ta for now. That's a new one. Oh, I'm going to a party for a friend of mine in Philadelphia on the 20th. And I think after that, I'm going to make arrangements to come out and stay with you for a couple weeks.
That would be awesome.
I really need to get out there. I really need to meditate. I'm doing a lot of that here. But I would love to come to Sedona. I've never been there, and I understand it's really beautiful. So that's what I would love to do.
It definitely is. And, you know, we could take some strolls out in nature there, and it'll be much nicer weather by then, too. Right now, it's still a little bit nippy.
Yeah. Well, that should help a lot around the beginning part of April. I think it'd be really nice.
Yeah, it'd be pretty warm then.
You folks out in Sedona, you've got a real gem with Valerie, and she's the real deal. So if you're in that area or anybody's looking for an energy worker, somebody with high integrity and really knows what they're doing, Valerie's the one.
Oh,
so it'd be really good for you guys to be in touch with her if you need some kind of help. Valerie, why don't you tell them your phone number, honey?
It is 928-257-3290. And
that's wonderful.
If you're in Sedona, you do have to dial the 928. And actually,
great.
You can reach me all over the world with that number. So 928-257-3290. And, basically, I have moved more into the quantum physics aspects of healing. I mean, I still do the normal doctor stuff. You know, I still have patients, and I do mostly home visits now. And since the recession hit, I just decided it wasn't worth opening a clinic again. But, you know, I'm finding that a lot of what's going on with people right now is really energetic. And unless I clear the energetic stuff, nobody's going to be able to tell them what they've got going on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I lost count of how many people called me in the last 2 weeks who went to the hospital and were told they had heart attacks or strokes. You know, first they went in and it was a heart attack. Then they went back for a checkup after they were released and it was a stroke. Then they went back for the next set of lab tests and they're going, well, it wasn't a heart attack and it wasn't a stroke and we don't know what it was. And, you know, I mean, they're having real physical manifestations, and they do need physical help. But the cause is not the normal physical cause. The cause is this energetic stuff that's going on. And being in Sedona, it's a real high-energy area anyway. And actually, the natives never lived here. The natives lived away from here, and they came into Sedona to do their rituals. Because they said that this was a sacred place. And actually, what they were doing, too, is feeling the energy is too high for people to live here most of the time.
Mm.
And it can upset your system. Because we've had so many energetic changes going on, it's coming through here like a freight train.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's
mm-hmm.
knocking people over left and right. And what you basically have to do when the energy hits you that hard is you just have to sit down and relax. You know, and that's hard if you've got to be up and working and you've got kids and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the people that I've noticed having problems are the ones that have a job and they have to be out there running around doing this job and, you know, being 100%. And they're falling over like flies left and right. They're just not able to handle it. It's too much.
Yeah, the energy, I think the energy that you're talking about is the energy that's coming in right now, really powerful.
Yeah.
Because what I'm looking at is an energy that's pure white light. And I think what's happening is that energy is hitting people very hard. So if there's something wrong, it's really going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's going on. So I've actually worked with people, Valerie, that I was actually knocked over.
Mm-hmm.
The energy would come out of them that their blockages,
mm-hmm.
and the light was coming in very powerfully, and the energy would come out of the top of their head and actually knock me off a chair.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yep. Yeah. I know so exactly good. What you're talking about.
Yep. Yep.
And I've done that to people myself when I've been ill, and I've mm-hmm. had another energy worker work on me,
mm-hmm.
and they made the mistake of standing at my feet while I was laying on the table.
Right, right.
And when I dumped the energy, just knocked them right over.
Oh yeah.
So that's one of the funny things about being an energy healer. You know, you get these kinds of things that happen and it just crashes up because you know better, you know, but mm-hmm. still it happens. So
right.
Yeah, it's been pretty intense, you know, and I've had a lot of people that that have been calling me lately, and I'm very reticent with telling them what to do as far as normal physical stuff, because I know it's really
right.
not a physical cause.
Right.
And, yeah, so it's really rough, because, I mean, I'm not going to put somebody on something like digitoxin to control their heart, because it could kill them.
Right.
Because we've got this energy coming through, and once the body gets used to that wave, it calms down, and it doesn't need a drug. You know, but it sure feels to people like they need a drug in the meantime, because they're not grounding. And so
right.
the biggest thing I can tell people to do is you got to ground that energy. Go out into nature. And as my teacher, Torkum Seridarian, used to say, go do some labors in nature.
Yes.
And the first time he said that to me, I was like, what? He said, go dig a garden or something. Get
yeah.
your hands down into the dirt. Get your feet onto the dirt. Unless you're in an area where there are hookworms and things like that, you don't want to be barefooted or barehanded.
Right.
You know, in most places, like, you know, we can go out in Sedona and stand on the rocks and do it, you know.
Yeah.
But basically,
yeah.
You want to do something that is going to be taking that energy and kind of allowing it to flow through you and go into Mother Earth.
Right.
And if you intend
right.
that's the way it's going to be, then that's what's going to work better, especially if you're having trouble sleeping.
Yeah, what I've been doing is when people call in, I'm taking them to the center of the Earth. So they have the energy flowing through the top of their head, going down through their feet, and coming out and going to the center of the earth, which makes a big difference because it really, really grounds them.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the issues that people are wearing magnets is because they're not really standing on the earth anymore.
Right.
Yeah, hello, do we have another caller?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. I just came upon your show, Steve, recently, and
mm-hmm.
was really, really touched by you and your kindness and your work.
Thank you.
And and I thought I would see if I could get through.
Absolutely. What can I help you with, dear?
Well, I've been working on manifestation, and from what I'm hearing you in order for it to really work, you've got to be able to release fear and feelings that are, you know, negative feelings that are stuck and that sort of thing. And I was looking for a little help with that. And
sure.
Also, I feel that I have stuck pain from a couple of previous relationships, one of which was last year. It was with a friend, and I was pretty devastated, and it took me a while to get it back together. But those are the things that are, you know, on my mind now, as well as another issue that I've had since about puberty that has been a real issue for me. And I don't know if you want to hear that now or...
Absolutely.
Okay. Whenever I, you know, am, like, even a little bit nervous or, you know, emotional, I get really kind of worked up inside in my solar plexus, and I get really blotchy. And it's something that has really kept me from doing things in public, if you know what I mean. It's really held me back most of my life.
Well, what we're going to do, I'm going to open you up this evening, but I want people to know, and I need you to know, that what you're feeling is your diaphragm. The diaphragm is extremely emotional, and the reason it is because that's your breathing apparatus. So what happens is it gets very, very tight. It gets to the point where some people can get torticollis. Torticollis is where they turn the neck, and it sort of goes to one side, and you can't straighten it up. And I've been able to actually release a lot of that through doing the diaphragm. But what it is that your heart is opening up right now, and your diaphragm is relaxing. So what we're doing is that we're opening things up for you. Now, if you notice, I've been really working with hearts all the time. The heart is the center of everything. And what we're doing is, can you feel that energy going through your heart now?
It's hard to tell because as I was getting ready to talk to you, I started getting nervous. So,
okay,
that's
Let me ask you, Cynthia, did you have any kind of contact with satanic rites or anything when you were a kid?
Satanic rites?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know of.
Because I'm picking up something there that's, I can't quite put my finger on it. But there's like something that has been hanging around you most of your life. Yeah. Steve, can you see it? I can't quite visualize it. But
I'm picking it up. I think what we're picking up is some negative energy. She's really had a really rough life so far. So what I've been doing is actually clearing that out. It's pretty dark.
Yeah.
What I'm doing right now, honey, is that things are opening up, that the dark energy is clearing, by the way, and it's becoming very transparent. Can you feel that, Valerie?
Yeah, it is getting lighter. And,
yeah.
And Cynthia, it's real important that you don't invite that thing back because your life's going to be different with it gone. And,
wow.
And so it's important to
always accept. Is this something that could have happened during my childhood?
Yeah.
I think so, but I think also that you've had some rough relationships, and that has whatever happened in your childhood has caused that to pop up in your adulthood. So what we're doing is that I'm pulling that right out of you, and you should be able to feel energy going through your shoulders and your arms. Can you feel that now on the outside? Can you feel that flowing
down
your arms?
Should I be sitting a certain way or
It doesn't matter, honey, if you're sitting, standing, floating, flying, it won't matter.
No, I really can't tell. I really can't feel it.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to open up your, if you don't mind, they're sending energy down to open up your legs. Allow that to go through. Now, you should be able to feel yourself grounding more. Can you feel that? In other words, your mind,
you feel your mind, strength inside of you.
It's not on the top of your head. It's in your third eye. You should be able to feel yourself grounding more. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Good. Now, if you can put your hand, I'll tell you what to do, honey, so you'll have an idea. If you take your hand and put it over your diaphragm, do you know where your diaphragm is, honey? It's right underneath
the rib cage.
Right underneath the rib cage. If you put your hand slowly about 2 feet in front of you, you're going to feel a happier feeling, and you'll be able to feel that energy going through your body, but you'll be able to feel this excited energy, which is really good for you. Put your hand about 2 feet in front of you and move it in very slowly, and you'll feel this wonderful, wonderful energy. Can you feel that now?
Kind of like the willies?
Like what?
Like when you have the willies?
Okay, what I'm going to do for you, honey, you're standing. I need you to turn around. Just ask it right there. Now, hold on a minute. I'm going to take my hand, and I'm going to...
I'm in front of a computer. Should I move?
No, it's not going to... It won't matter anything.
Okay.
Okay. I'm taking my hand, and I'm pressing it against your diaphragm. Can you feel that energy, honey? Does it feel really nice?
I can't tell.
Okay, let me get a little... Do me a favor, honey. Take your other hand and put it straight out like I'm going to shake your hand.
Should I have the other hand still in front of my diaphragm?
No. Take your hand like I'm going to shake it, honey.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to touch your fingertips. Can you feel that energy? Do you feel a warmth?
No, it's more of a tingle.
Okay, that's fine. It's working. That's good. You should be able to feel, you should be able to feel receptive of all that energy going through your body. If you're not, that's okay, but it is going through your body.
Okay.
Okay, trust me that that's what it's doing. Can you feel that, Valerie?
Yeah, I'm working on helping her move it through.
Good.
Because that thing has been entrenched for a long time. And
yeah.
It's kind of sticky. Doesn't want to get out of there, and so it's... It's like, you know, raising up here and there. So I'm
right. Well, I've got the energy. We've got the energy pretty clear. I think what we're doing is I'm feeling a transparency that's coming over her, which is a high vibration. And I think that's really happening right now. I don't know if she can feel that or not, but I certainly know that you're feeling that.
Yeah, what I'm seeing is sparks coming out of the top of her head and
right.
Like a fireworks display, you know,
yeah.
Coming all around.
That's good.
But I know what she's talking about with the willies because I'm feeling it too.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's just remnants of that stuck energy that has to get out of there because it's not yours, you know.
Yeah.
It's not yours at all. It came from somebody else.
Right.
You don't have to hang on to it anymore.
Oh. Now I'm going to open up the energy a lot more right now. There we go. I'm going to hold it right here for a little while. I How does that feel, Valerie?
It's feeling better.
Yeah. Good. Very good.
I still feel like her feet are still kind of cold. Her feet and her, from the ankles down, needs a little bit more work.
Are you capable of seeing energy, dear?
No.
You're not. Okay. I'm about 4 feet above your head. What I'm doing is opening up your chakras at the bottom of the feet, and I'm taking that energy down to the center of the earth. You should feel more open right now. Can you feel that? Allow yourself to let go, honey. Allow everything to let go. Don't hold the anger in for the people that you were in love with at one time. Allow that to leave. Allow all the anger and the frustration to go, honey. That energy is flowing right through you now. How does that feel to you, Valerie?
It's better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing that you have to realize, Cynthia, is that this stuff, this energy that you've been carrying around for so long was with you because it agreed to do something for you. And basically to help you so that you wouldn't feel alone, so that you wouldn't feel inadequate. Just basically, it's a helper energy, but it's negative. And so there's always a price for anything that's like that. So what you need to do now is feel your own power from within. And what I would suggest that you do is do some kind of practice like Tai Chi that shows you where your Dantian is, that strengthens your core. Pilates exercises will strengthen the core too, but that's more physical than Qigong or Tai Chi.
Yeah.
But basically something to get used to handling it yourself.
Hmm.
I think what
you
can do,
honey, that I invited in when I was a child? Or
yeah, but you know,
before?
I mean, that's not unusual. We all have stuff like that. You know, nothing comes in without our permission.
Right.
You know, this whole thing where people think they get possessed and everything else, it only happens if you let it happen. You know, it's always an agreement. And the agreement can be for really stupid things that make perfectly good sense at the time that you made the agreement. You know, because you didn't know any better, basically. Hmm. And, you know, and at the time when we're small, we don't have the discernment to know the difference between something that's going to be sucking our energy and something that is looking out for us as a babysitter. So we agree to a lot of things that we shouldn't because our parents no longer know, you know, they no longer have the wisdom in this country to teach us correctly so that we enter life correctly and without encumbrances.
Would you do that breath with me, honey? I breathe in the breath of God. Would you just breathe that all the way through your body, please? I breathe in the breath of God.
Is that through the mouth?
Yes. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Good. Good. You just increased your chakra twice. You've just increased your energy almost twice as much. I breathe in the breath of God.
Breathe in the breath of God.
Right. Now you should feel a strength around it, around you that you've never had before. How does that feel to you? Can you feel yourself stronger?
No, I still feel nervous.
Don't be nervous, honey. Don't be nervous. I think what we're doing is having you relax a little bit more And I think this is all new energy that's coming into you. And it's clearer and cleaner. How does that feel to you, Valerie?
I can feel that the... I don't even know how to say this. It's like I'm feeling an ice cold. So
pure energy is actually ice cold. It's not warm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's feeling a lot of pure energy going into her. I feel that energy going around me too. It's ice cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. The energy you're receiving is clearing you and it's leaving ice cold. I've had people lie on the table and this energy will come through them and it's ice cold and it clears them instantaneously.
Yeah, I feel like I'm up there in Rochester with you, Steve.
It's cold out here. It's very cold.
Yeah.
How do you feel now, dear?
It's hard to say. I don't really feel a difference. I guess maybe it'll settle in and I'll feel it later.
Well, let's do it this way. Let me just go to work on your heart just for a minute, please. There we go. Let everything go there. Just let everything go. That's it. Calm down, honey. You have to learn to be gentle with yourself. Calm down. You feel pretty balanced. You should feel more confident. And you should feel
more... That would
be
really welcome.
Excuse me?
That would be really welcome.
Yeah, you need to allow that to enter you. You're sort of in control. You need to be out of control a little bit. In other words, the more control you give up, the more control you receive, but it'll be a spiritual control. You need to trust yourself and let go more, honey. Try to relax. You're not relaxing, honey. This is the first time. Is this the first time you've ever had two energy people work on you?
I've had actually three people doing Reiki at one time.
Well, this is much higher energy than Reiki, so that's a whole different ball game.
I understand that, but that's probably the only other time.
Yeah.
That I had three energy workers, or you know, more than one at one time.
Right. Reiki is wonderful stuff. It's really, really good stuff. The vibrancy is much higher. Your vibrancy is very light, and there's a lot of light, but you need to give up the control, honey. You have to learn to give up control. And it might be because of this energy that you're getting from both of us.
Okay. Is there? Do you have any particular method to help with giving up control?
Yes. That breath will help you out a lot. And also, if you can go outside into the woods. Where do you live at, by the way?
Cape Cod.
Where, honey?
Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts. It's a little cold to walk into the water now. That's really cold up there. I would highly suggest when it gets warmer, you can actually go out to a tree and put your arms around a tree and hug the tree, and the energy will actually keep you very clear.
Hmm.
That's picking up.
Is that something you do on a daily basis, or could be so often?
You can if you want to. Absolutely. But I think I can show you how to see the difference. Do you have flowers in your home, honey?
I'm actually at work right now. And
what do you have at work? What do you have at work, honey?
There's no flowers here.
Okay. Do you have something that is a pretty color?
Yeah.
Okay. What color is it, honey? Is it in another room? Is it in the room you're in?
Does it matter what it is? I'm looking at some cardstock that's like a bright fuchsia color.
Okay, do me a favor. I want you to see if that color is brighter than the color that you've ever seen it. How does that feel to you? Because the color should be brighter, and you should have much more peripheral vision.
I can't say that I'm seeing that, Steve.
That's okay, honey. You need to take the time. Are you a nurse, may I ask?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What do you do?
I'm a custom print specialist, and my husband and I also have a visitor's guide that we produce, and I also do some websites.
Okay. If you would do me a favor, go outside tomorrow and just walk around a tree, find one that's suitable that you like, and just put your arms around it and hug it. I think it'll make a real big difference for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Any length of time to do that?
No, it doesn't matter. Call Valerie next week. She's got a wonderful show.
No, I don't. I stopped my show.
Oh, you stopped your show too?
Yeah,
okay.
I stopped last week.
Yeah, there must be a reason why we're stopping our show. But anyhow, I think it's wonderful, honey, that you're really paying attention to yourself and calling us and letting us know that you have an issue. You need to get more in touch with Mother Earth, honey, is what I'm trying to say to you. In the summertime, walk around without shoes outside. Let the earth magnetize itself to you. We forget to walk on Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That would really, really help you a lot. But you're better. You're much better than what you were. Much better. Would you say she's much better, Valerie?
Yeah, she's still got some fear in there, though. You know, and that's something she's going to have to deal
with. Yeah, she has to handle that.
Yeah.
But how do you feel? Do you feel better? Can you see more direct? When you're looking in front of you, can you see more direct, honey?
I'm sorry, I can't really tell. I mean, it looks like I'm seeing the same.
Okay. All right.
It takes a while to get used to the energetic stuff.
A long time.
So don't feel bad if you're not seeing anything or feeling anything. And sometimes it'll come on all of a sudden. You'll think something's wrong with you, you know, and be like, "Oh my God, I must be going crazy." But but really, it's, you know, the natural state of affairs for human beings is that we are supposed to see, we are supposed to feel, and the fact that we don't is a concern.
Mm.
But it's certainly not unusual in this day and age. So it just takes a little bit of practice.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to have to disconnect. It's already 6:55. I hope that we helped you a little bit. I think you'll start feeling better. It's just going to take a little while to feel that kind of energy, honey.
Okay. Thank you so much to both of you.
You're
welcome. And you know, I don't know how close you are to Lee, Massachusetts, but there's a wonderful little metaphysical bookshop in there, and they can help you with a lot of stuff, too, and help you with some stones that you can get for grounding and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, well, we have metaphysical shops here, too.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, check out things about grounding. That's going to help you a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye. Well, Valerie, this is it, kid.
Yep.
This is it. I will call you later so we can sit down and chat.
Yeah,
and,
please do.
I just want to say thank you to everybody, including Dr. Fred Bell. I hopefully he'll still have me as his co-host. But for me, this is it for my show. And hopefully at some point I might be able to get back on. It'll be a few months. But take care of yourself, and God bless everybody. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.